Music Podcasts.
Hey, welcome to the Red Cups Podcast. Yes, that's what you're listening to straight from the Music Network. My name is Della Marvin.
I go by the name Spekito.
And I go by the name Alex Muigai.
Alex in the place. Alex in the place. If you're listening, of course, we do pick up a little bit of passengers along the way.
Really?
And welcome, Alex, to the Red Cups.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, cheers.
Let's cheers to a shot. My first brother from another mother.
Cheers, yep. Cheers, cheers, brothers.
Cheers, manze.
I'm happy to be here.
Not kunjangi sura. So, check it.
Bro, what's going with you guys, manze? How are you doing? Spec, umshampea pressure. You've already given the guy pressure, manze. He's like, what do you mean?
Batoni mlevi.
Expose.
But it's not a safe space. This podcast is going to be a safe space, by the way. It's not.
What's going on with you guys? Nipeni maneno, manze. Because I have nothing to say on this podcast, manze. I have literally.
Nothing has happened to you this week.
Literally, bro, nothing to say other than Arsenal.
We're doing good.
Other than Arsenal.
We're doing good. Arsenal, we're doing good.
They're like 1 point above, below Chelsea. And number number four currently on the Premier League. Alex, bro, don't you talk football, bro?
Arsenal is doing good. Only that they're going to be with Manchester United at the UEFA Cup, because you won't make it to the UCL.
So you're a Man United.
I'm a Man United fan. Yeah. It's not a good season for us, but at least we finished sixth position.
It's not a good period. It's not a good period. It's not this season.
But for Arsenal fans, tuko pamoja.
Tuko pamoja.
Europa
League. Sister group.
Yeah, Wednesday and Thursday nights.
We tonight here your support and tuendelea tu hivyo. By the Manu, Manu sikizo na hata atapenda banta.
I know if Man United guys are listening and fuck Alex, because Man United is doing worse. It's at the worst
ni
position.
Burnley, Man United, then Watford.
Yes, you've been doing bad, but
life.
There's nothing to it. You guys are doing bad. Yeah, fuck.
Tunarudi, Eric Ten Hag atafanya maneno.
Sidhani.
As a nature, some talents.
I think utakuwa middle table nini team.
Champions League is out.
It's not the theater of dreams anymore. It's just now a theater.
Right.
Let's
it's not theater of dreams. It's just a theater. Nona ile ile theater hapa hivi Norfolk. Ile Kenya raia kina jalango hii wali raise hapo hivyo.
Hiyo theater.
Hiyo no dreams.
For some reason,
if it's been a theater of nightmares.
For some reason, man. I know guys are expecting to hear Imani jump out of nowhere and say shit about football, because she never knows anything about football. But all in honest, she's missing in action today. She's doing whatever.
Yeah.
But we do love her, manze.
An atamak.
Yeah. I see what you did there.
Imani is our engineer, man. Mm-hmm. Our engineer by the Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Imani, you fanya roads like a kokura kena.
I thought it was a sound engineer.
No sound engineer by the roads. Ni
constructor.
Kuna kitu engineer, something engineer. Nakuwa mabarabara.
She'll come to us.
Yeah, she'll come to. But naambia tu Alex tu yani.
Right.
Yeah, man. So ni wana yuko hapa, I'm sure kwa rudi mali.
Other than football, what's going on with you, bro? Because like I said, I got nothing to.
My chick is coming to open her new boutique.
Whoop. Shout out to your wife, manze. Bro, where is...
No, chick, like Rihanna.
Ah, we thought it was Rihanna. Wow, you really hit us there.
Sorry, Anna, nakuja kufungua boutique hapa ya Fenty hapa nini Nairobi Stoltz.
Bro, is it
Nairobi Stoltz?
Are you fucking? Are you playing
June,
that summer?
June 12th. Uh-huh.
Like last. That's
June 12th.
That's a thing.
Mwapata mbaya.
Like no.
No,
wait.
But Anna come. Fenty is coming to Kenya.
Are you sure that Rihanna is gonna come?
Yeah, that's.
I think she's heavily pregnant.
She's heavily pregnant.
Yeah.
But next, okay. Speaking from our text. Alikuwa ish.
Alikuwa na kushoni
neza kama nisikamu. Waja nisike kenye yesu apatasema story kayo. But hopefully aneza tokea.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, anafungua store Nairobi store.
So, akikama atakuwa na concert ama club appearances.
Kuji kustori ya kuimba.
Nakuja kufungua shop.
Kukamu tu tomboya, nini tumalize. Mm-hmm. Apo Accra Road tuende.
But
Kenya has been having Fenty like all throughs. ever since.
Because
I remember even Dior was being talked about, that they were saying that they've never sold any merchandise here in Kenya, bro. And
so what, whatever.
I think not losing hope on. I think the people who just import from Fenty, from Dior,
what,
or else there's a Fendi.
Fendi mi Dio kwanza ni Dio ndo najua Dio mi okay, mi tembea tao sana kwanza usually either downtown ama nini
right.
Kuna maplace mingi sana siku hizi nusanga matisho niko tu Dio siji kama we notice of late unaona wasome vaa either katisho kamechoro Afrika ama kameandiko Dio Puma hizo vitu huko chini
zina
produciwa mbaya
copyrighted
copyrighted
every time
like unapata place kuna watisho nani so mbili
right
Dio Puma na wame copy to the exact.
Yo, listen, if you're listening right about now, we gotta know if you have own what's it called, Fendi and Dio
Fendi or Dior
Kenya ni Fendi
any of that man we gotta know where you purchase your merchandise, because they just say that just coming right now, Rihanna is bringing her fucking things here, and Miss Jumanze, do you think that guys will fika bay?
Fendi?
Yeah, because it's the original shit, right?
No, maybe, but I think me Kenyans are rich.
Expensive.
Yeah. I came to realize that when you're talking about economy, kuna watu wako nayo.
Yeah.
Na watake, nuna kai story tu wa mafuta tu.
Yeah.
Let's take mafuta for example. But tuliko nasema, tuliko na kamali hata unge afford, uliko nona, vipawa, maze vipawa ni ya wasonko.
Right.
Mafuta ikapandishwa, kwanza.
Tunaliba the same
ika price. Ikafika vipawa.
Gas prices.
Sasa hii uneza unge afford vipawa. Napato si tunenda kueka, tuwe mafuta vipawa, hata kaa tumezusha.
Yeah.
Tukapita hapo. Iva kamali sasa wase wa kerosene. Ndio imefika wanaweza hata afford kupika na vipawa. Na wanabai tu bado. Watu wataenda kupika, lazima wapike na hiyo kerosene. But watabai tu bado.
Una
get?
Yeah, bro.
Sisi ulika mahali hata tunaweza buy mafuta ya 200 from a place. Kuna kwa time ya mafuta shortage. Watu wanaweza kujaza full tank, but unauza 1 liter 200 but una get tu bado.
You're at least affording it.
I'll also say something about that about us having brands and stuff. Yes. We love cheap things.
Love who
does it?
But at the end of the day, when you look even at concerts that come to Nairobi, like the previous concert of Rema, the cheapest ticket was $3,500.
I thought you were not gonna talk about that concert.
No, I'm saying
because of what happened.
I'm giving an example.
Right,
that was the cheapest ticket.
Yeah.
The VIP was 7 G's.
Yeah,
VVIP 14 G's, and then we had like 10 tickets going for 150K. Right. So when you say about Venti and people buying, I think whoever wants to buy will buy.
They will buy.
Yeah. Because we have a concert where we have 1,000, 2,000 people, and the cheapest tickets were 3,500 bob.
Right.
Someone bought a ticket for 14K. Rema.
Buddha, let's talk about that Rema whole situation, Kwanzaa.
Come down.
Do you know, I love that song, Manze. The TikTok challenges, bro, are wild. Like Jason Derulo is on it. I'm on it as well, Yanni Pia. I've done that. Baby, calm down.
Calm down.
No.
TikTok.
Bro.
Watching videos ama kunini.
Wewe uko TikTok.
Mimi na kwa TikTok, but me I'm active on TikTok. Like natonga content.
You're a content creator.
I'm a content creator.
But the thing is, the guy went like live on stage.
Yeah.
There is no VIP. Like you imagine paying a concert. How much was it, VIP?
Regular was, I think, 2.5.
No, regular was 3.5.
3.5?
Yeah, yes.
3,500 for the regular tickets.
Then VIP?
Was 7. And then there's VVIP, 14.
14,000.
And then there were like 10 tickets for 150K.
And akasema sasa fungueni.
Akasema. So I don't know what happened for the people who had the 10 tickets.
Okay, wato ameza asa 150. Ay, ay, ay.
Wait, bro. Wait, like there's a ticket you buy at 150K.
Yeah.
So yali kwa nasema yo nini? You're on table. Yeah. Like the one muna kula na yee. Mwenda kachi kenini na yee. Izo vitu kwa izo. Na hangout.
Ama mnampeleka. Ama mnampeleka Ruth place. Fish. Ruth fish place.
Unachapatu malap na yee tu yani.
But bro, for 150 G's to spend the day with
Rema, I don't know. Okay, me, for me, I don't know.
Kila,
how much would you pay for? Tell me one artist.
I would pay anything to chill with him. Yeah, I would pay for maybe a Golden Circle ticket.
Yeah, a Golden Circle.
I'd pay for Eminem.
Okay, Eminem. Because Eminem is an experience.
Yeah, he's been an artist that I've admired since I was a kid. Yeah. And I'd pay for Nameless.
Hey, Golden Circle, Nameless.
Yes, Nameless. Nameless, you know, like when you used to skiz a kina boom, boom, bam.
Boom, boom, bam.
I was still there.
Yeah, I was in class 4.
Yeah.
And I used to rap the whole song.
Yeah.
Nameless and Issa.
And Issa.
And then, the other day, I see him in a club and I'm like, wow.
I still feel the same thing.
Hey, and I used to try and sing in primary school kidogo and people say, hey, by the Alex, unaweza imba by the.
Thank God we thank God. But I think locally, Golden Circle,
yeah.
I would pay for Major.
Major. I love Major. Hey bro, that makes sense, Major. Bro.
I think Golden Circle, to chill, yeah. To kunywe, to chape a lap. Uh-huh. I think I'd pay for Major.
Where would you take Major by there? If at all you are planning.
I don't know. Like, I think because his vibe are my vibes. Like, happy soul.
Tumblr.
Happy vibes only. Like, Dini, Tumblr.
Red caps
are za kubali mbaya sana. But I think for him, stories zetu zineza ingiana. Una get? So, for here, that circle I'd take.
Bro,
Major.
Is not Sauti Sol one of, I think, let's be honest.
No, they're good, yes. But I'm saying guys you'd vibe with. Like, mseneza kaivi tuchape story tuzunguke tuende KFC. Tune, uh-huh. You know, if a Golden Circle ticket was a Golden Circle ticket.
Yeah, like a Kenyan, let's say a Kenyan Golden Circle. Where you'll go to a Kenyan restaurant. Hata kama mtenda Kibanda mahali, you know.
Hata kama mtenda Sanford. Muko bado na huu, Major. Mwende mkule, mchill.
Yeah, for sure, Major feels.
I think Major would be good vibes.
Right.
I think Major would be good.
For me, I do the same with Nameless. And also he inspires me the way, like, he's a family man too at the same time. So it's just a big
yeah. I get what you mean.
Buddha, Mimi, if I could afford to pay a Rihanna gold circuit.
Answer that locally.
Okumtani manze mi sijui. I feel like I'd pay for a politician. Because I want to chill with a politician. Say someone like Raila Odinga. Someone like Uhuru Kenyatta.
For Raila, you just need to get a 4x4 with a sunroof. Fill the tank. Follow him everywhere he's going. Just follow him.
Club fulani hapa Karen tunapatanga naye almost every time nikipitia tu hapo yuko.
Yeah. I'm trying to imagine because you know politicians, bro, are the real deal in Kenya. Like those guys are the rich guys. Those guys are the ones who have like the most posh things. Something that I may not be able to afford in the next say 10 years. Something of the sort. Yeah.
Or maybe just at the moment.
But tumeona Venani niliona mati yangu ametoa juzi hiyo rule ya ati anataka ku clean up as in apparently.
Yeah.
Wase wengi sayo na campaign nini ni wash.
Yeah. What you wait, campaign season is booming.
Not campaign season, the guys like wako on the wash list. Wacha lazima kuwa na
list fulani. Ile ya ni cause it go bari.
Nini Matianga ametoa hiyo nini leo? Yeah.
Even actually
like apparently what
to said it before.
Yeah.
But he said it again today.
Like what wenye wana vibe in different places, yeah?
Yeah.
Wako, so ana takati ku clean up.
Uh-huh.
Say.
I get what you're trying to say, bro, but I think like he needs to
focus on actually warning Kenyans of electing crooks into the political office.
But if you think of it, there's so many crooks. Yeah. Right,
what I can say one thing about that is that I think we have a down way on that which should be solved. When you look at a civil servant,
right.
A career civil servant. Maybe your dad was a teacher or maybe a career civil servant.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to vie and go back to job. You're just told to resign and then you go and vie. So you see, that one is denying Kenyans
the
great right. leaders.
It makes sense, bro.
Because, you know, like a local teacher, ule mwalimu kule ocha, likuwa na chumikana ni principal, uko mali umezaliwa suji wapi. You know, that man can become a very good MP since he resonates with the problems of the people. On the ground,
right? Exactly. Because you
but
know,
now when you say that if you want to become an MP, you have to resign first.
Yeah.
Then not a lot of people will have the power or the will to leave their current job.
We usually don't like dwelling on politics in our podcast, but we would say vegeta kuna msemwele pale aliniambia kuna na venye sasa musicians mozo sijui akina nani akina bahati akina these guys are also up unit those guys are not nini they're not legislators like, they're not guys who can make laws in parliament
right.
But they're going for those posts like your MPs, nani, they're not guys who know how to make laws.
Bro, it's same
they're
as
not guys who know how to, they're just going because they have popularity.
Same as, what's it called, radio presenters right now.
Exactly.
Nowadays, in 2022, the radio presenters that have been selected, man, say, hey.
So, ukeraum say atenangia because they are famous. Only mse kona wrong intentions because they end up doing because they are do to nini. He's not a lawmaker in short.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like he's in the parliament, wa pass a certain
naile nini. Akuna
ni their own interest.
I get
you. Mbalo kona mbe yo shit. Wachini tu kenya mnavoli. We are not a political nini. Atusemi penye tunalaya ama kwenye tunanini.
Yeah.
But for ile tu advice tu, ni chekini tu. The interest of our say weko uko juu. When you attack, you get your popularity.
Uh-huh.
That's bullshit, man.
That's BS.
That's BS.
Do you know what BS, what else is BS?
That guy.
Oh. So, bus station is BS.
Bus station is BS.
Yeah. But Rema is also BS.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I've paid 17,000 to be in the VIP side of the concert.
Yeah.
The VVIP side of the concert.
Yeah.
And the guy just comes in and says, yo, you know what? In my fucking concert, in my show, in my whatever, there is no one who's VIP. There's no one who's what? Remove the barricades. Remove everything.
Ingieni.
Everyone have fun. Baby, calm down. I think that's bullshit.
But I had some news from someone.
That's bullshit,
I had
bro.
Some news from someone who was there. Actually, guys wanted to break that thing initially.
The barricade.
The barricade, yeah. Like so when he started performing, no.
Wait, bro, when Goja, there's security, there's supposed to be security apo.
Exactly.
That's why I've paid 17. You said it's
17.
14 G's for VIP.
14,000. I've paid 14,000.
Kuna very many variables under.
Mm.
Okay, me, ni kuna an inside guy.
Ni kuna
information yote. Ni mwenye suwezi takatiye sasa kuanza kuchapa chapa apa.
Yeah.
But ni kuna information yote ya. As in the things that I, what went down.
Alright, so
what went down? I'm a water. What? Vitu zililengwa in that nini? Because naona kama yokuitu ya Rema nini nini?
Yeah.
Eko happen.
Uh-huh.
Like eko happen yon. Like, hey, mneza kam ruke nini nini? First of all, the security ilikuwa chini.
Yes.
Ilikuwa some.
Obviously.
Bro, you know all that. It's promoters not being.
Exactly.
The best that they could have been, or done the best they could have done.
Oh, no, two M tickets, do mengia.
Because when you say you have inside information, also have kidogo inside information where guys were being robbed.
Exactly. From
the parking lot to the concert area, from concert area to the parking lot.
That's expected.
And somebody
that's
who
exactly.
is.
That's
no, it is not accept. Why?
It's not acceptable.
Why? It's not acceptable.
Can
why?
Your story.
Then
to
kwa tunaltabasi artist. Exactly. Kama, if I'm going to see my favorite artist,
right.
Nenda kuibiwa simu, ama I can't go with my phone.
Hii ilikuwa juzi yenye ilikuwa Rescoast. Who came to Rescoast? Was it Fireboy?
Nah, bro.
Yeah, juzi ilikuwa Rescoast. Ilikuwa nani?
I'm not sure.
Was a guy who came to Rescoast. And your time nakumbuka tulikuwa tunaenda winning post same place but there was ile security ya Reke squad like we got us wanakaa hivyo kwa meji position as in wanakaa nikaa the main business na hiyo day akukua na story hata moja ilitokea okay of course kuna tule watu wa baby huko nje but again
the
security was tight
yeah
but hiyo kani ya Rema hiyo
yeah.
Hapo security number ilikuwa shit like ili ni msee ali subcontractiwa kutoka nikaa venye tu mabarabara. Venye mse unaambiwa mimi nimepewa barabara nimeambiwa ni kona budget ya 6 million
bro and listen
one is anafanya na 2 million listen
bro for a minute I've paid whatever 14,000 whatever amount to go to the VIP and then the goons wanna come through the guys who paid 1,000 2,000 wanna jump in I'm expecting the security there. And if there is not, ni sawa lakini ule msanii ameshaambia the guys who are there do whatever. You get
there
was
Araruka.
Do you remember Travis Scott that concert that I'd rather pay whatever amount if I can afford it to be on a safer side of the crowd. You get. But if you violate that and come say that niaje, you guys can do whatever. I want to go to the M tickets, to the ticket sasa, to the whoever bought my ticket and tell the motherfuckers return rudisha pesa yangu.
No, hiyo by the way watu wako nini?
I want a refund.
Kama nimelipa Golden Circle na
I want a fucking refund,
Golden,
you know.
Circle.
Yeah.
Tuko hapo na mse alikuwa regular.
Mm.
That makes ara tumeta VIP tu. Nimelipa 7K.
Na sasa
watu wamejaa.
Alex ndo ameka hiyo.
Naweza sema nini watu wengine?
Are you refunding your the money to the guys as an AP, okay.
What I think what Rema said, like break the barricades and come closer. I think that is not right.
Obviously,
that's not right because you should respect.
It came from somewhere.
You should respect.
Maybe the guy was drunk, bro.
No, I wasn't drunk. Listen, man, I was already wana. Like, kuliko na commotion before. I didn't. Ana kam perform. I'm in gear. But kuna place kuna commotion.
But you see what he did. Yeah. You are lucky that maybe the crowd was not huge enough.
Huge, yeah.
Like okay, maybe 5,000 plus people.
Mm.
It was so risky when you say remove the barricades and people move. There's someone who's just there drunk, maybe akanyango.
And I paid 14,000. Yeah. And I paid
and then
the VIP.
This other person who is in the VIP, and like is seeing a huge crowd coming towards him or her.
And as okay,
so yeah. But anyway, we hope our promoters.
So who is to blame?
Okay, at the moment, there's no any legal case on. Anyone who was reported was hurt or died, or anyone who was reported. So I think at the moment, maybe for our promoters, if you're listening, next time do better think about Kenyans as much as you're thinking about.
But that's why we go VIP when you melipa 7K.
No, it was 14,000, bro.
No, for 14K. When you melipa 14K,
it was twice the amount.
What is the filage?
Next time, I think next time unaangalia tu like.
Next time, where's the catch Felix? Eh, nini?
Uta catch. But what are you gonna do?
Good
one sold.
Good
one sold.
Now I'm better.
Can never be returned.
You only 10,000. Actually, 10,500.
Someone so close to me was on that concert. She was in that concert.
And how was her experience? She had to
leave before Rema finished because of the commotion.
Oh, she was in the V. She was in the VIP.
And she had to leave. And also, she had to get escorted to her car because also goons were waiting for her. For especially people who are walking alone.
But this is like Ongaivo. Because kuna hii high cost of living is squeeze ikonoma. Any cause arara kuseme tuseme hata hapa tu kwetu hapo kwetu race course. All these goons in Akwanga too cause to a high cost of living.
Like we said the previous episode, broke guys don't deserve no pussy.
Exactly.
Because if you fuck a chick and she gets pregnant, exactly, your son will be the one who will be robbing.
So okay, mambogi. Deserve pussy.
Exactly.
Nini do get pussy. Exactly. So no matter high cost of living, excuse me,
like if you think about it for a minute, my eggs.
How much my eye, club?
In club, you're buying it 10 shillings, 5 shillings. Exactly. I think at a kitambo.
When I started realizing myself, my used to be around 3 to 5.
No, no, exactly.
Three
bob.
Yeah, 3 bob.
That was kitambo.
I mean, as maile a club.
If you put it, 18, apo inje.
Wapo inje.
Eh.
Okay.
Ilianza 10 shillings.
Nilianza kuenda out, nikuwa na tupesa kidogo, lakini so
sisi. So, wae kuenda kusumbua za. Iye kwa story ya kusumbuka na sana.
Sikuwa naenda out, so sisi.
Bro, I think that doesn't make sense because it doesn't matter. Mayai manze major alisema kwa ile ngoma yake. Lazima unaitisha mayai mbili, bro.
Labda gonge mbili.
Lazima unagonga mbili.
Kama unagonga mbili inafika so uje uko place.
That's a problem.
Uko place mbaya. Mayai mbili unaina already unaambia.
But pia ukiangalia mayai on a normal context.
Right. Yeah.
We buy on your local kiosk.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like 15 shillings one.
Yeah.
So probably a family of four, see, at least maybe man and wife.
To go 12 bob.
Yeah.
You, I think we'll say
you guys are buying at 12 shillings.
Yeah. I think tutakuja na chukua kwenu. Although coins are easy make so much difference. Let's do that. Na nakwambia unilete tukikutana
na leo. Exactly. Lakini kumelike kwa gari ni kukweni kupetu.
But context is if one maya is 12 shillings, a family of four, probably each you want to eat two. That's how much. It's over 100 bob. So
it makes sense.
Shit is
and the
bad.
Bread and the bread is 60.
I remember, bro.
Bread is 60.
I remember.
Bread is 60. Yeah. You're gonna buy 20 bob.
Listen, I leave all that. Bread is leave. Let's talk about going out. I remember there's a time. Shout out to 1824 Langata Road. There was a time you're going there on a Sunday. You buy a boti for 3,000 bob. That's Jägermeister, and get 5 2-bogs. For free. For fucking free, bro. Do you imagine the three of us? The three of us, if we go there. 3G, 3G, 3Gs. Bro, we are tunarudi nyumbani.
Imagine kila mtu 3 days ukona Yega,
a whole body
na ukona tuboko tano.
Right now it doesn't make sense. If you go there and ask the prices of a
no,
beer,
but 18 has already and we are not at the advocating for them.
No, it's every but fucking place, bro. It's every fucking place, you know. And me kwanza nataka ku throw shade on bar next door. These motherfuckers need to lower their prices. It's not. There's alchemists, yes, of
hey,
where the guys who sell a booty for 9,000.
They have their clients.
Fuck that bullshit. It's a Kenyan club, man. Watch is
Watch
is Ojinga. It's a fucking Kenyan club. Don't raise your whatever.
You know, DJ,
prices.
Watch.
Cause you know,
I'll give a shout out to my local pub, which is Memphis.
Yeah,
Memphis Barrels.
Memphis.
At least Memphis one. Maintain the good price, But also, demand is under supply.
Cause you know, we are men here on this episode.
Yeah.
And what men do in bars and clubs? We buy drinks.
It is our responsibility.
Yeah, ni very rare manzo kama na demi yako alafu demi yako ndo anakubalia.
Unless akwambia babe leo tena nikubalia. Yeah, so it's once in a
very blue moon.
I'm a very long time.
Very long time. Yeah. That's why I'm complaining because there are times you'd go out and this is what way back then was when I was not a responsible nigga. There were times you'd go out on a Sunday, say from 2 p.m., right?
Yeah.
You're having lunch, watching football, having dinner, and then drinks, and then all the way until 4 or 5 a.m. And you still change the club, go to another different venue, start breakfast there, continue a luta all the way. All the way, bro. And right now it's a bit difficult. You can't fucking afford. You can't even afford to go out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm.
You can't even afford to go out on 2 days in a week. I'm trying to say, not unless you go there and buy
with
a
your
beer.
Boys. How are you with your boys? Leo ni mimi kesho ni wewe hivyo.
Do you go out on your own? Like where peke yako normally?
I really go out.
You'll
on my
carry
own.
Your squad, right? You'll tag your squad along.
At least, yeah.
You'll changa say maybe split the bill.
Mm.
Maybe 2 booties, 3 booties.
Yeah.
Lakini shida ni, that's why I'm saying fuck by next door. Jameson, 4 G's, 5 G's. 750 ml, 3 guys, that's how many minutes down? How many minutes down, bro? 40 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours maximum.
Kidogo sana.
You imesha isha, 4,000. And then...
Hey, 4 guys, boti squeeze in the malizo mbio sana.
You imagine?
Mbio sana.
Fuck
mbio
it.
Mbio sana is whatever. Nimezoni kama nonga, kama mzungu. Mbio sana.
Juzi tulikuwa na spec, iyo ba next door, nyonasema.
Yeah.
And, Kidogo tuenye huu. The bill was big actually. And as I say, the bill was there.
It was huge.
It was huge, and you know, like guys were even going on beers, just beers. But still, like the beer ni imepanda.
No, but beer uko sawa.
Yeah.
Beer thing uko sawa. Mimi nakuanga na shida ni alchemist hapa hivi chini.
Alchemist is another different
another level.
And I saw MGM put a concert on that.
It was great. But actually, hapo tuli not 2 tickets because
shout out to the man MGM.
I think killer every club they all have their own targets.
Right.
Alchemist targeting maybe White Fox.
Yeah.
Whom come here they get paid more than us.
In dollars, so, they're buying.
So
they're buying
a beer for
euros.
$3.50.
They don't need
it.
They don't feel like
home.
It's whatever.
It's cheaper than home,
right?
Yeah, they don't
and
feel
probably
like it's
some
any.
Of them they have the credit card for office credit card too.
There's
for entertainment.
For entertainment, yeah. Right? You can go out every weekend.
Kama yalikuwa nafanya tukiwa nini? Tukiwa on. I remember when we were in uni. Tukona penda sana kwenye sika waswani kwa nafanya hivi. As in kwenda kula kwa casino.
Mm-hmm.
Like to eat and drink in a casino.
Bro, in
university.
In
university used to.
You could afford to go and have food.
Yeah. And guys used to know this trick.
Bro,
you go to a casino.
Where did you go? To Kumbushe, bro.
Well, nilikuwa Thika Road. Nilikuwa Thika Road, Mali. Karibu na Safari Park Hotel.
Now remind us.
Nyuma ya Safari Park Hotel. Nyuma ya Safari Park Hotel. Nilikuwa hapo hivyo. So what we used to do is... when the guys usually don't know, casinos usually like, when you go there as a customer,
right?
Given free food, free drinks, at least so long as you're playing.
Oh shit.
So what we used to do
Oh, bro.
We used to like, nini unaenda po na kati.
Like you'd get.
Thayako mbili. Una buy chips.
Yeah.
Unachiza tu nazo hapo. Unachiza tu ile random, just randomly, but unajua umechapa hesabu zako. Like vitu zinaingiana tu. Vitu zina, like, you're not losing that. You're 2K.
Right.
But you've drunk.
Uh-huh.
Na umekula.
Uh-huh.
After hapo unaenda dunda. So we used to do that. We go casino, we eat, we drink. Renda dunda.
Bro, unajua, mimi, kwanza, I don't know if it might sound Bushamba manini, but
I think it will sound.
It will sound.
Iyo kushound ipigwe shot.
It might sound like I'm a Bushamba guy, but I've never went to a casino and gambled my money. I've gone to a casino and exchanged currency, but I've never gone there to like gamble, like me, like what Drake does on his Instagram type of shit.
I may have done that, man.
Bro, like for real, it's not. How much do you would you think like you'd go and spend?
Ah, no, I've never been in the high. Okay, I've seen places where there are high spenders. Yeah, guys are gambling 1 million.
Yeah.
Guys are changing 1 million. Guys are changing. I don't know how much.
Yeah,
but you know, kwa kulima dogo always. Like unaenda katao, unataka kutoka hapo na tao 10 hivyo. Yeah.
And is it possible, bro?
It's possible.
You'd bet 1,000 bob.
It's possible.
To get 10 G's.
Yeah.
Because I've seen in the movies. Yeah.
It is possible, man.
In the movies, bro, I've seen it different.
Yeah.
Like people would go there and maybe flip something and have something different in their...
In their... Nini?
Wherever, and maybe cheat someone, maybe...
Nah, man. Make it the happens. Dough. But it happens, nini. But always know the house always wins, man.
Yeah.
They akuna time utatoka hapo atina do hata 2-3 days. Akuna time utatoka hapo upate. Like do yako ime like the house always wins somehow.
What do you mean if I go there and say have 5 G's, lazima nijue I might make 10 or 20,000 from this 5.
Yeah. But go, ukimeki hiyo tengeneza unaenda.
If no bro, it's check. Why not?
Tengeneza hiyo do unaisha. Ukinga una thought tengeneza 20k go. Unajua guys usually don't know
you
when.
Don't believe
to
in
stop.
Luck, Buddha mani nini?
I've tried casino actually.
Do you believe in luck, bro?
Yes, I believe.
Do you think
luck.
You're lucky?
But I think I'm a very lucky, but I don't put it, I don't like putting it as luck, but blessed. But anyway.
That's bullshit, bro.
I've tried casino. And the only time I tried, I'd gone to visit some friends in Las Vegas. And so I started with $100, won myself to $700, and lost everything.
Wait, bro, from 100 to nothing?
Yeah, to nothing. So as it's...
100... You added and added.
So like 10K go to 70 and then
back to zero.
Si hapo
ndo
so nikasema
ulifika sema kutoka so ulitoka 700
and kafika
60K ulikuwa 60K
so nikaanza kulose. I started losing the money. Came back $500 and I was like, let me try another game. So I went to the blackjack, lost more money. I went to the machine games, like where you just put the money and you dice nothing. So I lost everything, but anyway, but I stop there. The problem is people don't know when to
stop. When to stop.
That's the problem with casinos. So if you want to gamble, today you will win, tomorrow you'll lose. But know when to stop.
When to stop.
Yeah. Every gambler knows the secret to survival. Knowing when to throw away and knowing when to keep.
For better.
Count your
money
and then sitting at the table.
Allah, table by the way.
So yeah,
Najua. It's casinos is a bit different. I think it looks posh.
Yeah.
Number one, the ladies and the women who are kitogote and bearing apple.
Mm.
They look like a different class. Who's your partner? Apo ki uki 18, 24 type of shit.
Is it Kenya? Is it
Kuevo? Are they swimming? Like, are them paid? Are they?
Yeah, they're actually paid.
They're actually paid. To keep the.
You know why the house always wins? Because he tries everything to make sure they'll always win. So to say, me apa umengi umakula kama let's say 20K.
Right.
Tuseme hii iko kwa hotel, hii kasiri kwa hotel fulani. Hapo already wamechukua marooms fulani kwa hiyo
hotel. Spectacular's hotel.
Yeah, watakuambia, hey, even sleep at our hotel. Nini,
right.
Nini, add our boti, the boti want food, itakam kwa room. Odoza hapo, ndo asubuhi wa mke, ile do ulishida.
Yeah.
Udairudisha hapo kwa hiyo, watakuambia, hey, come in the morning, we continue playing. Watakuambia hivyo tu. Iyo ndo ulishinda at iyo jana 50k. Mm-hmm. Cash utakuja nao utaimaliza hapo kwa hiyo casino.
Yeah, actually on my first experience someone came and what are you going to have, son? Like I don't think I'm going to drink now. And then my friend told me, "No.
Order anything.
As long as it's on the table,
order anything.
You have to drink."
Huh? Like, "Hey, do you guys have Blue Label?" She was like, "Yeah, we do, please. Can I have a double?"
Hey, do you guys have Crop Gin? Las Vegas. We were like, "Yeah, we have."
And we have
Craig. And we're like, "What?
Right, what
Crop Gin Crop Premium?"
They will tell you, "Say that again."
From Kenya, Crop Gin from Kenya? Okay, let's see if we can do
it. But we have Hendrix.
Yeah, let's see. We have Hendrix or Godot. Godot's in the Kwanga Nini. Godot's in the Okwame in the Kwanga Happy.
Godot's Sikoshua.
I think Godot's in
the Godot's in the Kwanga Happy by the actual
EBL. I think they're BL.
Yeah, BL.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine. I'm not sure, but I'm trying to imagine.
But Jameson is Universal.
Yo, but they since you mentioned Jameson, they're having a concert as we wrap up the podcast. You're having a concert coming up, and shout out to MGM, like I said earlier on.
Man, MGM, man.
Because MGM has been
he's making strides, man.
He's our boys, and I think he's summer to buy.
To support me, but they're idiot. But they're killer. Maybe they're not some maybe. Take ni niza MGM. By then I kaza nanga juu chini ni baiti because najua iyo do inenda kwa.
In one way or another.
Right. Do it. So me not like every MGM. So spec
and DJ Della. But since you know MGM more than I do, how much do you think the tickets gonna cost for Jameson?
I think let's be realistic. I think on the higher end, like a regular ticket will be 3,000.
Don't you think that's too much?
That's too much, man.
And no, Sidani miss. Okay, so I don't know about 3 Gs. Sidani for a concert ticket. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a lot. I don't think it's a lot, bro. Because
3,500.
It's 3,500.
How much is it, spec?
I don't know. Janini, I just saw
the list of the guys coming.
Yeah, the list of. Kuna kina Meno Fresh, Mafurisa, my friend, for 3,500.
Right,
but this is it's brand sponsored.
As when you're talking as Jameson.
Yeah.
So kusema hivyo inafaa kuwa cheaper ama
kama tiko ni that money probably not buy... kaboti kale ka the half boti of Jim.
Bro,
I wanted
to say this, bro. If you have going to a concert like a brand sponsored alcoholic drink concert,
yeah,
imagining that if you get the ticket you're supposed to redeem it and maybe get
something
somewhere along
at least
along the way, manze, cause if you go to Barney next to, like I said, Jameson is 4 Gs, 5 Gs thereabout. That's expensive, bro. And I buy it and maybe say every weekend in a month, 2 weekends, 3 weekends, and then you spend your dough up. Why would I fucking go to a concert and buy a ticket for 3,000 and not expect something? They're supposed
but
to give back.
They did that. Like I don't know, kamili ko ile a recross.
It only makes sense. Manze.
Like walipeana the 2,500 ml.
Yeah.
Jamesons with every ticket you buy, unapewa ka 500 ml. Jameson, that's got to lewa mbaya.
Exactly, which is okay, bro. Shout out to Ten Aside, which used to happen in Nakuru during Easter. Mm. I don't know what happened, but Menenga used to sponsor. And you pay entrance fee for, I think, 500 bob. Uh-huh. Then you get a Menengai bar soap. You get a...
Like a small
cooking oil, you know?
That makes sense.
Kabisa.
Yeah. That makes sense. And that's what people should start doing now. Like, easy, ma, promotion, whatever, man.
Manze, so, Jameson, if they're listening, at least, guys, if you're paying that money...
Exactly.
We'll come for your event because our friends are your friends.
Don't lipa 3-5. Trust me, Musama, lipa 3-5.
Yeah.
Ato kimpea kufi ama bag kwa gate.
Exactly.
Omse. Ata sao. Ata kufi ama bag tu. Ata siete nena kuridim. Just something.
Right.
That's what
I'm going to do. But it's just the half bottle of Jamie. You know, like me, kilipa yangu, nikona yangu, kona yako, you know. At least, you know, just kilipa yo tiko had to spend on.
On drinks, bro.
And actually, you'll find out that you'll sell out the tickets.
Exactly. Makes sense, man. It makes sense.
So, my event guys are going to mnaingiza tu, mnapata ni, Jemo peke. Kuna jina, kuna nini.
Yeah, unakuja ni Jameson event.
Tuligiva moja ya nini, tuliko like, what the fuck?
Obviously. It's a
Jameson event. We expect Chrome. Shout out to Chrome.
No, I always expect Chrome. Gene. Gene, we have to do Gene as a whatever.
Hata nyinyi mumetutesa sana. By the way, most of my friends are like in a spec, they are gym people. Now sometimes in Africa kwa table, I'm the only one who's taking a different thing, and I have to compromise.
Who passed me this shot glass, pro? As
like
we,
today,
as I ended. Now, let me. Do you know what? I've drunk gin.
Alcohol
is kicking in. But what I'm trying to say is, I've had gin almost like twice in a week because of the podcast.
Yeah, man.
Just the other day, I was switched and had whiskey, Black Label. Bro, I got high like in 2 glasses in. I was so fucking tipsy. And I was like, this motherfucker has forced me to drink gin ever since gin I started this podcast. Imagine, man.
Yeah,
bro.
I know, man.
Shout out to all the guys who take gin and take whiskey at the same time, because I feel like that's what you need to do.
Oh, shit. Cheers. I don't know what the wrong nini. And Alex, manze.
Shout out to Alex.
Cheers, man. Shout out to you, man.
Shout out to Alex for coming through.
Oh,
manze.
Yeah,
I'm a founder of Future Team Kenya.
Future Team Kenya.
So Future Team, we focus on volunteerism, uh-huh. And kidogo we go abroad, meet with other volunteers, and maybe some of the privileged countries they normally pay our accommodation stuff. Uh-huh. So probably can just ask you to pay the air ticket only.
Yeah,
and then you go there. We exchange ideas. So what we do now here mostly we go around schools, children homes.
Yeah,
we support what we can. So soon we'll be having an event, and I'm gonna invite you guys.
Right,
thanks, and guys who are listening,
yeah,
we are still not so big, so we're still coming up with a website and stuff.
But what is your end goal as future?
Our end goal is networking and volunteer.
Uh-huh.
You know, like because when you look at some aspects in the Western world,
yeah.
Which have gone kidogo. Mm. I've seen that we in Kenya, we do have something called internships and stuff.
Yeah.
Which it is only required for a person when they have done a certain course.
Yeah.
But when you do volunteering, you know, we normally have events. So you can even have people just to come and volunteer.
Right.
Being ushers. Mm-hmm. You know, like in these events, just get 10, 20 ladies, they come and volunteer. At the same time, they're having the experience.
Yeah.
So what we are doing is that we are nurturing talents at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like for example, we had Kipkeno.
Kasarani. Yeah.
So I think even the government, you just take maybe a few 20 to 30 people. Mm-hmm. They volunteer at the gate.
Yeah.
You know, telling guys where to sit and stuff. You know, it is a small experience, but it's going to help them somewhere else.
Right. Exactly. Rush, shout out, Manze. Nice. It has been a pleasure having you on the podcast.
Manze.
I hope I'm going to come here more and more. I like it.
Always, man.
I wanted to pour another drink because we all guys on the podcast, and it's really rare to have three. Bro, pass me a shot glass.
Three musketeers.
I'm saying unajua
as so kwa maladies wako tu oppose.
Manze,
leo mara bila maladies leo vitu zio.
The podcast has been really nice.
Wasana ukataa tu. No.
You know God created a woman from our ribs, eh? And at the same time,
do you believe you have nini? You have a lesser rib?
I don't know.
Are you Christian?
Have you ever checked?
I'm Christian.
Have you ever checked?
Listen, the ones I was born with.
Mshangalia.
Kama labda ziko nafaa kuficha hadi tumbo.
Mshangalia.
So tunakuwa na utambi juu hiyo rebuild tolewa. Anyway, but you know, they are our mothers, they are sisters.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, if you just had a yes man, it is not right.
This has been the Red Caps podcast. Make sure, Manze, you hit the follow, subscribe, and the share button. The share button is the most important button you can hit on our podcast, Manze. We do love you for keeping it real with us. Until next time, Della Marvin signing out.
I go by the name Spekito.
Alex Mugai signing out too.
I appreciate you, man. Thanks, man.
Music Podcasts, the home of podcasts in Kenya.